9.17. Interview with an Entomologist, Part 1.
Professor McGavin, you're an expert in arthropods. Could you start by telling us what arthropods are?
Well, arthropods are this really enormous group of animals. I mean, they're much bigger than any other animal group on Earth. They comprise about, you know, 3/4 of all animals, and they're the animals that have lots of hinged legs. So crustacea, spider, insects, that sort of thing. Hard outsides, lots of hinged legs.
And what is it about them that interests you?
Arthropods have got to interest everybody because they are, to all intents and purposes, the major animal group on Earth. So if you call yourself a zoologist and you don't know anything about arthropods, you really don't know anything about anything because they are the majority. Everybody gets very excited about backboned animals, things with a spine. Bats, cats, rats, mammals, amphibians, fish, birds, they only comprise 2.9% of all species, whereas arthropods comprise about 66% of all species. So, you know, in terms of species, they are immensely important. In terms of what they do, they are immensely important.
Were you interested in them right from the start, from when you were a child?
When I was very young, I knew that the natural world was the most interesting thing around. So I wanted to be outside, and you don't have to be outside very long before you find, you know, insects and spiders and things, you know, doing interesting things. But I was interested more generally as a kid. It was only when I got to Edinburgh for my first degree that I realized that actually insects were the major player in any habitat. And we were on a field trip to the west coast of Scotland when all my classmates were looking for badgers and owls and eagles and failing to find them. But at our feet were hundreds of thousands of ants doing very interesting things. And I thought, well, surely this is easier to work on.
I understand that there are several species that are named after you. Could you tell us a little about them?
One of the great things about being in a field for long enough is that people will eventually describe a new species and think, oh, what on earth am I going to call this? You know, and normally they're named after the country or how they look or something like that. But five people around the world have named an insect in my honour and a spider, I think. So I have a plant hopper in Africa. I've got a shield bug from Borneo. I think an ant from Africa as well, a cockroach from Southeast Asia, which is great, and they have my name attached to them. What's making me slightly depressed is the fact that these things may not survive. Even though they've been named in my honour, we're losing species at a quite alarming rate now because of habitat loss. And the sad truth is that although we are pretty sure there are 8 million species of arthropods out there unknown, our chances of ever finding them and naming them are probably pretty slim because they will come and they will go without us ever knowing they were there.